Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Fun with the Tennessee Lottery November Instant Games. With prizes ranging from $500 up to $500,000. There's something for everyone. Just stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and pick up some November Instant Games today.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Kroger on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, grandma's famous casserole, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Send money worldwide with Ria Money Transfer. You'll get great exchange rates and save on fees, too. Try Ria at Kroger today. NMLS number 920968.
DraftKings is live in Tennessee with mobile sports betting. Yes, that DraftKings. You may know them as the leading daily fantasy sports brand, but they have taken their passion for sports and developed America's top-rated sportsbook app. This isn't some offshore operation like other gambling sites. DraftKings is a legitimate sportsbook based right here in the U.S. With the DraftKings Sportsbook app, you can bet from wherever, whenever. You don't even have to leave your house. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code WMFS when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's code WMFS and get your deposit bonus up to $1,000. Only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm here. My name's Gary Parish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day just as best you can.
Well, daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you weren't planning on spending Christmas, like paying attention to your family and focusing on Santa Claus and all of the gifts he might provide, because now we're going to have professional basketball to watch, and we'll settle into our own routine. We'll let you get up, let all the kids open what they got to open, and then, all right, LeBron's coming on. Let's settle down. The king is on television.
Well, maybe not the king. He might be on the bench.
King's going to play on Christmas.
You think the king's going to play on Christmas?
You think Adam Silver would allow the king not to play on Christmas?
Well, I don't know. That's
the king,
a good point.
King might miss the game after Christmas, and he might miss the game before Christmas. King's going to be on the court come Christmas Day. We have a starting date for the 2020-21 NBA season. It was approved last night. It's going to be December 22nd. Wasn't hard to predict this one. We predicted it last week. Talk about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule. 4:20. Dale Walker is going to join me, national columnist, USA Today. You can read him at usatoday.com. We'll talk mostly college football and COVID-19 with Dan Walken, because those are two things he tweets about every single day. They're intertwined. because COVID-19 continues to cancel one football game after another. And in all seriousness, it does appear that it is getting more difficult, not easier, to try to conduct this football season. Dan Walker is going to join me in the next segment. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 444, at which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, we are still waiting for one of the major networks to call the 2020 presidential election 3 days after most of us voted. I'm exhausted. I am personally exhausted.
Yes.
I don't know if I can do another night of just watching nonstop
news. I'm sick of watching it.
I wake up in the middle of night to key race alerts. That's all I hear now. It's just key race alert. And we have a key race alert. Whew. Get you updated on any developments there during four notable stories at 444. Memphis now has a new opponent for the season opener. It's going to be St. Mary's. I'll tell you if the Tigers should be worried about the Gales a little later on this hour. Major League Baseball has completed its investigation into Justin Turner. It appears he will not be punished for celebrating with his Dodgers teammates after winning the World Series, after testing positive for COVID-19. Get into that just before 5 o'clock. And Warner Brothers has removed Johnny Depp from the next Fantastic Beasts film. This is the result of him recently losing a lawsuit rooted in claims that he beat his ex-wife, Amber Heard. I'll tell you about that situation during four notable stories at 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Carkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go. I got a Dateline preview, and we'll get out of here. So that's the rundown. Got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with the NBA. The story was posted last night, 10:17 p.m. Central, by Adrian Wojnarowski, senior NBA insider for ESPN. It reads this way. The National Basketball Players Association Board of Representatives voted Thursday night to approve a plan for a December 22nd start to the season that includes a reduced 72-game schedule, clearing the way for the league and union to finalize details on the 2020-21 season, the NBAPA announced. Now, you might remember, within the past couple of weeks, it had been reported that the league was really pushing for a pre-Christmas start, and the Players Association was pushing for a January start, maybe even MLK Day. And the reason for this was easy to understand from both sides. For the league, the earlier you start, the more money you make. The benefit of waiting wasn't going to be there anymore. Initially, when you heard the NBA was thinking about starting in January or February, or maybe even deeper than that, it was tied to the hope that if we start later, then maybe we'll have an opportunity to put 18,000 fans into an arena, sell real tickets, and allow owners to produce that kind of revenue. And so maybe we don't start in December, because we know in December, or at least we assume in December, we're not going to be able to put a lot of fans in arenas. But if we wait till January to February to maybe even March, maybe we'll be in a better spot as a country as it relates to COVID-19. Well, I got news for you. We're not going to be in a better spot as it relates to COVID-19. In fact, right now, like at this minute, we are in the worst spot we've ever been in as it relates to COVID-19. The good news is that our doctors and medical officials in this country know how to treat it better today than they did back in March. We know more about it today than we did back in March. So it is possible that the deaths never reached the numbers that we were seeing on a daily basis back in March, April, when this thing really first hit our country and changed the way all of us live, or at least the way most of us live. It's possible we won't match those deaths day after day the way we once did. But the confirmed cases are through the roof right now. I mean, we're getting over 100,000 confirmed cases every day. We're setting a new record every day. This virus is running rampant throughout our country. And though the president of the United States consistently said in recent months that we would have a vaccine by the end of the year, we would have a vaccine by the end of the year, we would have a vaccine by the end of the year, the truth is we're not going to have a vaccine that is readily available by the end of the year. I got into a goofy back and forth with somebody on Facebook about this last week because I was mentioning how basketball season is going to be complicated given that COVID-19 numbers are going up. These players are not going to live in a bubble. And you can just assume reasonably that it's going to be one shutdown after another, after another, after another. And this guy responded by saying, but, you know, by December, we'll have the vaccine. And then, you know, college basketball players and NBA players, they can all take the vaccine if they want to, and then we'll be good to go. And I just said, well, basketball players aren't going to be taking a vaccine by December. That's just not the way this is going to work. And then he posted a story, and he was like, do you even read? He was, like, criticizing me like I didn't, like I don't read about this stuff every day. And he posted a story, and in his own story, it said that a vaccine might exist by December, like it could be a thing that exists somewhere in this country. But it will not be widely available in December. It said this in his own story, that when we finally do get a vaccine approved, the first people that are going to get it are the most vulnerable and our frontline workers. So hospital workers and the elderly. It's not going to be 22-year-old college basketball players or 25-year-old professional basketball players. Like, it said it in the story that he linked.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, like, I do read, and I read the story you linked, and it makes it crystal clear right here that we are not going to have a vaccine widely available well until 2021. And because it's Facebook, he just couldn't say, oh, okay, I see that now. Sorry to waste your time. He just kept doubling down on the same wrong thing. But the point remains the same. Perhaps you got sucked into being hopeful that our world would be back to normal by December or by January or by February. And I do think the NBA several months ago was holding out hope that maybe that would be close to true. But as we sit here on November 6, 2020, we know that that's not true. I don't want to turn it into another segment entirely, but you had people, perhaps even your neighbors, people you work with, insisting that COVID-19's not real and that it'll be gone as soon as the election's over because it's only a tool being used to try to remove President Trump from the White House. It's all just nonsense, like so mind-numbingly stupid that people actually said that out loud or typed it into Facebook or Twitter or anywhere else. But they did. People believed that that was going to be our reality. I mean, I can't begin to understand it, but I know people who thought that way. Well, Election Day was Tuesday. The election should be called any hour now. COVID-19 is not going away. It's getting worse. People are getting sick. People are dying. I have multiple friends right now who have family members who are sick and maybe dying. And so as this relates to the NBA, what is the point of waiting to start in January or February if you're not going to be able to put any more people inside FedEx Forum or Staples Center or Madison Square Garden in January or February than you are in December? Like, if it doesn't change the number of people you're going to be able to put into arena, what is the point in waiting? So that was the NBA's perspective. That is where the NBA settled within the past month, recognizing the numbers, recognizing our vaccine situation, and reaching a reasonable conclusion that starting on December 22nd, from a fill-up-the-arena perspective, is going to be no better than January 22nd or February 22nd. So let's get started. Earlier we start, more games we can play. Let's wrap it up before the Summer Olympics. The players reasonably didn't want to do that. Some of them just got done playing. It feels like yesterday. They've not had a normal offseason. And imagine you're the Lakers or the Heat, the two teams that were in that bubble longer than anybody else. Feels like you just got home. you're probably just getting back to any semblance of a normal routine. And now it's like training camp starts in a few weeks, season starts in a little more than a month. What? So I understood when they said they didn't want to do it. If I were them, I wouldn't want to do it either. But what did I say it would come down to? Same thing it always comes down to. Money. Trust me when I tell you, they didn't want to go live in a bubble either. But then Adam Silver sat down with them and explained. Guys, we can go to Disney World and do this bubble, get on TV, fulfill these contracts, and we can all get the money that we need to exist. Or sure, we can say we don't want to do that, but when we don't do that, the financial ramifications are severe. So they said, okay, we'll go to the bubble. Let's do it. And they made their money. They salvaged as much as they could. They didn't want to do it, but given the option of do it and make this money or don't do it and don't make this money, let's do it and make the money. And so anybody who thought they were going to reach any other conclusion than this conclusion didn't pay attention to what they did last time because the stakes were similarly high. What did Adam Silver say? Hey, guys, we can start MLK Day if you want to. Start February 1st if you want to. But let me explain to you how much money you're leaving on the table, how much money we're all leaving on the table if we don't start before Christmas. And the estimations were it's anywhere from $500 million to $1 billion. Just disappears. You guys want to take an extra month off? Okay, I can't make you play on December 22nd. But what I can tell you is that you will be leaving perhaps as much as $1 billion on the table for a month off of work. Is it worth it to you? Is it worth it to us as a league? Remember, we're all in this together. Not to mention, the later we start, the later we might push back the 2021-22 season. Eventually, we need to get back on our regular calendar. And so it was always clear what was going to happen. We talked about it last week. They're going to say they don't want to do it. They're going to say they don't want to do it. They're going to say they don't want to do it. And then what are they going to do? They're going to do it because of the money. And so now here we are. Again, still details have to be finalized, but the 2020-21 season is now scheduled to start on December 22nd. They'll play a 72-game schedule instead of the normal 82-game schedule. Should have a play-in tournament for the final two seeds in the East and the West, and they'll try to wrap up NBA Finals before the Summer Olympics. And then, my God, if we're lucky at all, we'll be able to get into the 2021-22 season and conduct it in a way that we conducted the 2018-2019 season, which is everybody playing in their home arenas in front of as many fans you can fit into any arena. But I circle back. Jeff had a column yesterday where he quoted Dr. John McCullers and other medical, you know, health officials, and they don't think we're going to have a Final Four in April with 65,000 people in a dome. They do not think the Grizzlies are going to put 18,000 fans into FedEx Forum next season. Not in Game 1 and not in Game 72. The most likely scenario is, I think Dr. McCullers said, Super Bowl 2022. Maybe that'll look like the Super Bowls that we're used to. But the next Super Bowl will not. And most of the stuff in between those two Super Bowls probably won't either. We're in this for the long haul. And so the NBA, recognizing that, said, then let's just get back to playing basketball and maximize whatever television revenue we can. And that that requires us to start before Christmas so that we can have those Christmas Day games, because those are high-profile, very lucrative games. Talk more about it with Jeff Calkins a little after 5 o'clock when we come back. Dan Wolkin's going to join me. I'll talk college football with him. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at memphisbbqco.com. That's Memphis GoMemphisBBQCO.com. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. The Smile Center, it's Dr. Maddie Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients. And needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. That means pre-screening, temperature checks, air purifiers with HEPA filters everywhere, and a limited number of people in the waiting room and clinical areas. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those of you who've lost your dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. If you have dental insurance, let me ask you this. Have you used all of your insurance benefits for 2020? If not, you should do that before the end of the year, and there's nobody better to do it with than the Smile Center. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Dell Technologies just announced their Black Friday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, plus there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
You're ready to get back into yoga, so you order the essentials. A non-slip mat, yoga blocks to keep balance, and an exercise ball. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential yoga gear. Noise-canceling headphones.
Welcome. Take a deep breath.
Breathe. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Is your car battery really dead? Maybe it's a bad connector or your battery just needs a charge. Find out the answer at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination, with free testing, free charging, and Duralast batteries. The batteries more consumers choose. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Enjoy a fun farm-to-table experience with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to Belly Acres Restaurant. Belly Acres is the family affair in Overton Square. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
So we got the news yesterday that the NBA is returning in December. So think about this. We're going to have NBA, NFL, college football, college basketball all going at the same time before we know it. And I'm telling you, there's absolutely no better way to watch live sports than with Xfinity X1 and X1 Sports. The reason I love it is because they make it so easy to track multiple games at once and check the latest scores and standings all while I'm watching another show or game. Plus, I've added all my favorite teams like the Grizzlies, Tigers, and Titans to X1 Sports, so that my DVR automatically records anything associated with those teams and reminds me when their games are about to start. And you're not going to find a bigger selection of live sports anywhere else besides Xfinity and X1 Sports. They're also the only provider where you can find all the local teams all in one place. So don't be one of those people that has to open a million different apps when you're trying to find a game. Get it all in one place with X1 and X1 Sports. You can give them a call today to get started. Call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or you can drop into your local Xfinity store today for more details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right?
As of yesterday morning, the Tigers were expected to open the 2020-21 college basketball season against Ohio State November 25th in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Ohio State has withdrawn from that event because of COVID-19 concerns. Now, they've been replaced by St. Mary's. So it'll be Memphis St. Mary's, at least in theory. That's what it's supposed to be. We'll check back with me on November 24th. Should be Memphis St. Mary's on November 25th. We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will join me a little at the 5 o'clock. But right now, the National Columnist, USA Today. It's Dan Wolkin. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Before we get into football stuff, you're a Georgia resident. When are we going to get these votes counted, Dan? I'm tired.
Well, I just saw the last update. They just put some more votes in from Gwinnett County, so Biden's up to about a 4,000-vote lead in Georgia, so it seems like he's going to win Georgia. Yeah, I think everyone is like, I don't know how the math works in terms of the networks making these calls and what they need to see to make calls, but it sure seems like they could make a call if they wanted to.
Somebody, because it does seem that way, and there is some media outlet that has made the call, made it early this morning, actually, but none of the major networks have. And I was wondering the same thing you were. And somebody said, and I don't know if this is just something somebody says or if there's something to it, but the longer you wait to make the call, the more people continue to watch. And that maybe there's, hey, well, let's not make it until we're certain, because better safe than sorry, but also, man, we keep all these eyeballs until we actually say it's over. You think there's anything to that?
Yeah, there may be a little bit, but, you know, the thing is all these news outlets are doing things independently, and, like, the Associated Press doesn't have to worry about,
No, you're right.
Television ratings. The Associated Press, and they're, like, considered the gold standard. They could make the call. And I think it's just the math, and, you know, when you're doing something that is that big, you're not just calling a state, you're calling the whole thing. There's maybe a very fine line between what we reasonably know is going to happen and yet having that, you know, absolute certainty given, you know, the fact that there may still be 100,000 votes in Pennsylvania or whatever. It's that fine line that they've got to get to the other side of and so I don't know what all goes into that, but when it's that big of a call, I think that's probably what it is.
One more thing on this, and then we'll get to actual sports. Do you have a good understanding for why Georgia went blue in this election?
Well, look, the population of Georgia is getting more diverse. It's getting younger. You know, it's a state people are moving to. Especially the Atlanta area, from other states, from the north, from the west, wherever. It's a growing, thriving, educated, highly educated metropolis. So a lot of people with college degrees, and then the suburb shift that has happened across the country certainly has happened in Atlanta. The suburbs of Atlanta used to be very Republican. Now they're really not anymore. And then organizing. I mean, there's just been a ton of political organizing by people like Stacey Abrams, who I think has sort of become a national political figure. And they register people. They work to expand access to the polls. They've worked to get people engaged. And so I just think all those things sort of together ended up paying off for this project that they spent years launching, and it kept inching toward this, and then it finally tipped over, it seems like.
Talking to Dan Wolkin from USA Today. He's on Twitter, at Dan Wolkin. Two college football, I believe 10 games now that were scheduled for this weekend have been canceled or postponed. This coming at the same time when COVID-19 positive test are setting records by the day. Are people in college athletics concerned that it's going to be very, very difficult to try to complete this season?
Well, I haven't heard that. I mean, I think that people feel like there is going to be a conclusion to the season, but how many teams are going to play all the games that are remaining on their schedule? I think that probability goes down every single week. We may get lucky. Certain teams may get lucky. Certain teams may have really great protocols, and their guys may be committed to it, and they can somehow survive it. But it's really hard. It's what we said from the beginning. It's really hard, and as the cases go up around the country, again and the virus just gets more prevalent, it's going to be harder and harder to avoid. And then the contact tracing issues that are a huge problem. There are going to be teams that may only play, you know, three or four games. I think that's a real possibility. But I do think we'll have conference championships in some form, and we'll have a playoff, and there'll be some type of bubble for the playoff. And it's not going to be a single-site bubble, but, you know, you're going to have people on the site days in advance and get tested and keep them, you know, relatively isolated before those games, because you don't want to have a team that, you know, is in the Rose Bowl in the semifinal, and then the day before they get, you know, five positive tests and 12 guys out with contact tracing and no offensive line, and then they can't play the game. That they can't afford to do that.
Do you think they would go to a bubble for the college football playoff? I know that they are strongly considering going to a bubble for the NCAA tournament, almost regardless of how the regular season or conference season goes. Do you think they would go to a bubble for college football playoff?
Well, I have not heard any real consideration of that, and I don't think that that's, as of right now, the plan, but it probably should be, and it probably should have been. I had advocated for that a while back, just saying, okay, bring all four teams to Atlanta or Indianapolis or Houston or whatever city you want, and have all of them there and keep them there for a week before the game and test everybody when they come in and make sure that they go through that period of isolation or quarantine, and then they don't leave the hotel except to go to practice and to the site where they're playing. And that's all they do for that whole week. And then the winners, they stay there, and then they play the next week, play the championship game. Because there are going to be risks. I mean, you're going to send two teams out to L.A., and, you know, who knows? If you don't have them there for a long enough period of time, they absolutely could have players test positive, and that would be a nightmare if somehow you couldn't play that game. So, yeah, I think they've got to – They should have been thinking about that, but I just don't think we're really headed there. It's too close to it.
Tomorrow night in primetime, the game of the year so far in college football, number one Clemson at number four Notre Dame, both teams undefeated. Trevor Lawrence sideline. Let's start there. Were you surprised they ruled Trevor Lawrence out of this game so early? I think it was actually last Saturday when Dabo Swinney said Trevor Lawrence is not going to play at Notre Dame.
No, I don't think they really had an option to do anything else. You know, we talked about when the 10-day count starts, and that's we talked about that last Friday, but what we didn't factor into that was that there are multiple days that you have to go through after that where you go through the testing, the cardiac testing and acclimatization period. And so it's not just 10 days and then boom, you can play in a game. It's 10 days and then you've got to get physically cleared. You've got to, you know, ramp up again. And then also the fact that he would have no practice time. So I think it was just a no-brainer. Like, I just don't really think they could have done anything else. And obviously it helps that the kid who played last week, who's probably a number one NFL draft pick in a couple years, that he was really good against Boston College.
Do you think Notre Dame, and listen, the point spread's 5.5. Of course they have a chance, but would you predict that Notre Dame could upset Clemson here? And if they do, does Clemson still have a path back to a spot in the college football playoff?
Yeah, I think not only the quarterback position, but they've got a couple defensive guys who've been out that they were hoping to get back, starters who are not going to play, so they're a little bit depleted defensively as well. And that's going to hurt them, certainly, against a pretty good Notre Dame team. So I actually, you know, I talked to some folks up there yesterday, and you know, it's hard to know. Sometimes people downplay their chances. But I think Clemson, you know, the mentality for them going into this game is that they're not necessarily this big favorite. They're, you know, they think maybe it's one that they're poised to lose just because of the circumstances, but it's not going to be the end of their season, because they're going to have, assuming that they get healthy again and stay healthy, they're going to have an opportunity to win the rest of their games, probably without much trouble, and get to the ACC championship game when they'd play Notre Dame a second time, probably. And if they win that one, then they're going to be in. So I don't think there's a huge long-term concern about Clemson just based off this one game.
CBS game tomorrow afternoon. It's number 8 Florida at against the number 5 Georgia. Obviously, that game will be played in Jacksonville. Florida's coach is obviously Dan Mullen, and he has been creating headlines for several weeks now for things that got nothing to do with football. It's something he says in a teleconference or a press conference, running up on referees in a pretty aggressive way. I don't follow this stuff as closely as you do, but Dan Mullen never struck me as a maniac in years past. Has something changed with him, or has this weird stuff always been there?
Well, Mullen's always been willing to kind of mix it up a little bit. I just don't think maybe a lot of people paid as much attention to it when he was at Mississippi State, at least on a national level. And he's always been kind of feisty and a bit of a smart aleck and that kind of thing. But he has definitely seemed to lean into being the heel. And I don't really know why. I don't know if it's calculated. I couldn't even tell you. It's definitely a little bit out of character and just, you know, the whole, I mean, wearing the Darth Vader mask, that was intentional to me, right?
Sure, yes.
Like, Dan Mullen knows the kind of press he's been getting the last couple weeks with his comments about packing the swamp and the election day stuff, and he's not had a great couple weeks of media coverage, and so I think the decision to go in with the Darth Vader mask was totally deliberate. I think the whole coming back out on the field like a WWE wrestler was all about firing up his team. I think all that stuff was a deliberate choice, and you know, maybe he feels like that's what he needs to do to get the best out of this team. I think there's something to it that's not just about him and the personality he's trying to project, but maybe a little bit with the way he's trying to coach this particular group of players.
Wrapping up here with Dan Walken from USA Today. Last thing before I let you go, there is a game tomorrow at 11 a.m. It's Virginia Tech against Liberty, and Liberty is the one with the number next to its name. They're ranked 25th in the most recent AP poll, 6-0 under Hugh Freeze. Listen, Hugh at this point is better known for off-the-field stuff than on-the-field stuff, whether it's NCAA violations or things that went on in his personal life. But, my God, I mean, what he did at Arkansas State combined with what he did at Ole Miss, and now he's got Liberty ranked in the top 25. Is this the type of thing that will give him another opportunity at a power conference job someday?
Yeah, very possibly, yeah. Hugh certainly knows how to coach football, you know, and knows how to do certain things with a program that can get them up and running. And that's important because most of the jobs that you're going to get are programs that are down for whatever reason, and you need a shot of energy, of momentum, whatever it is. But there's also baggage that goes beyond the personal stuff, which, you know, I think at this point, everyone kind of, they can still get their jokes off about it, but I don't think that's the reason why you don't hire Hugh Freeze. I think it's some of that. It's some of the NCAA stuff, which is still part of his record and resume, and part his personality. In terms of, it's hard for Hugh to deal with criticism or deal with people saying stuff about him or making jokes about him. He is certainly one of the most rabbit-eared people who rose to a prominent position in the coaching profession that I've ever met. And he's still that way. I mean, I think you can attest to that.
Sure.
Probably in one-on-one interactions with him. And that's a lot to carry with you when you are running a big-time program. So I don't know that people will rush to hire him, but at some point down the line, some school probably will.
That is Dan Walken from USA Today. You can read him, usatoday.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Dan Walken. Thanks for being here, buddy. Have a good weekend.
All right, Gary. See you soon.
I'll see you. That's Dan Walken from USA Today. It's just, I had a buddy text me maybe last week about Hugh Freeze. Like, is he the best football coach on the planet? Because, like, okay, so he's a high school coach, wildly successful. Then he's the head coach at Lambeth. In year two, goes 12-1. Goes to Arkansas State. First year, 10-2. Then he gets the Ole Miss job. Everybody understands what he did there. Did he cheat to do it, or did the program violate NCAA bylaws to do it? Yes. But the guy can coach football, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you're recruiting great talent to Liberty. Like a lot of that has got to be in the coaching.
Yeah,
right?
He's 6-0. And yeah. I know it's 6-0, but like, oh, well, who they? Like, 6-0, all right? You're
it's
at Liberty.
6-0 at Liberty.
And ranked 25th in the country. Now, they're heavy underdogs to Virginia Tech tomorrow. So this thing could all end then as far as Liberty having a zero in the loss column and being nationally ranked. But, like, Liberty's nationally ranked in year two under Hugh Freeze. He's an incredible football coach. Mm-hmm. You make your jokes about him if you want to. And if you got some good ones, I'll laugh at him. But he's an incredible football coach. And I'm with Dan. If I have a power conference job, like if I have a good power conference job, I probably don't look at him. But if I've got one of those bad power conference jobs where you've got to, like the Ole Miss job, like if you've got to have a real difference maker on the sideline to be relevant for the most part, I'd probably look that direction. And if I didn't hire him, it wouldn't be because of stuff in his personal life. I mean, I'd prefer for him to use a personal cell phone instead of his university cell phone to make some of the phone calls he was making. Like, that's just called being smart. Mm. But I wouldn't have much concern with what – and I say this as delicately as I can say it, but Hugh Freeze making questionable decisions in his personal life is not a reason to not have him as your football coach.
Sure.
There's a lot of very successful football coaches and basketball coaches who maybe don't make the best decisions or the decisions you would make in your personal life, but they can really do their job well. And Hugh Freeze, and listen, he and his wife have reconciled and gotten through that bumpy situation, and I hope, and I mean this sincerely, that they're doing as well as they could possibly do, and whatever mistakes might have been made that whoever needed to learn from them. Like, I wish nothing but the best for them and anybody else. Marriage is hard. But he keeps operating like this at Liberty. I mean, he's still relatively young. Somebody's going to give him another chance. Mm-hmm. And you know what will probably happen? He'll win. He'll get another chance in a power conference, and he'll probably win. We'll be looking up on game day someday, and they'll be talking about Hugh Freeze has got some school that's not supposed to be in the top 10. In the top 10, because he's got a school right now. It's not supposed to be in the top 25. That's exactly where they are. We come back. Memphis now has a new opponent for its season opener of the college basketball season. It's going to be St. Mary's. Got a little history between these two programs. Talk about it next. Listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
So you're watching the game, you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook, you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee, and this is cool. You can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, no strings attached. You just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit, so you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. Tigers are an 18.5-point favorite over South Florida tomorrow. I know that's a big number, but the Tigers coming off a tough loss. They're back at home, and USF is not good, y'all. So let's roll with the Tigers and the 18.5. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you can buy multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Bennett. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then and you'll get it again. Stacks has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
The NFL and college football seasons continue to move forward. College basketball starts this month. Holiday parties are on deck. So there's a lot going on. If you like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink every once in a while you're experiencing life. And if you like me, Gary Parrish, New Amsterdam Vodka will be your drink of choice. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. That's because it is a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodka, understand New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're at a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Kroger on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, grandma's famous casserole, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Right now, you can save on the food you love. Just buy 10 or more participating items and save 50 cents each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If your favorite season is deer, if your favorite salad is meat salad, if your favorite gifts come wrapped in fur or scales, if you're dreaming of a white and camo Christmas, then you'd fit right in at Sportsman's Warehouse. Oh, and if you're a fan of holiday deals, get $20 off a $100 purchase November 5th through the 8th at your local Sportsman's Warehouse store or at sportsmans.com. Excludes guns, ammo, licenses, and gift cards.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that one of the best clothing stores in the entire country is right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, and it is 100% the place in Memphis to get custom suits. If you've never had one, now is the time. I've had multiple suits made for me at James Davis, and the difference is immeasurable. You pick from hundreds of fabrics. The style and fit is perfect. No more baggy pants unless you want them baggy, of course. And that's the great thing about a custom suit. You can make it fit however you want. The prices start at just $6.95, and for the first 2 weeks of November, you can get 20% off. So take advantage of that. It's a simple process. They take 13 measurements, then they make a perfect suit for you. So that's the way to go. But if you just want to take advantage of the incredible deal, that deal featuring 2 Paul Bettinelli suits for only $7.95, it's a deal that remains available. And the custom stance shirts that I've been telling you about for years, they're currently 20% off. You can't find a better deal on a dress shirt that fits better. I get my shirts and suits from James Davis. You should too. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-262-7044. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-262-7044 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-262-7044 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-262-7044.
Injured? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God picker. Tell me as a bob that the God don't need a job. And if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and robbed. This is Bonaparte, and he paid with Tucson. And they went on a world conquest, tearing your Bonaparte. Michael remained murderous.
DraftKings is live in Tennessee with mobile sports betting. Yes, that DraftKings, you may know them as the leading daily fantasy brand, but they have taken their passion for sports And what they've done is develop America's top-rated sportsbook app. Not some offshore operation like some of the other gambling sites. DraftKings is a legitimate sportsbook based right here in the United States of America. With that DraftKings sportsbook app, you can bet from wherever, whenever. You don't even have to leave your house as long as your house is in Tennessee. So download that app, DraftKings Sportsbook, now, and use code WMFS when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a deposit bonus of up to $1,000. That's code WMFS and get your deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older. Tennessee only. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, wants help, make sure to call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Jeff Calkins will join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's Four Notable Stories at 4:44. Story number one.
We still are waiting for one of the major networks to call the 2020 presidential election. Bennett, it's 4:49 on November 6th. We still haven't got one of the major networks to make the call.
Yeah. What you think? You thinking tonight?
It's unclear. The most recent thing I read is that the reporters in Georgia are saying that Georgia's not going to be called anytime soon. Now, that might mean not in the next few hours, but perhaps late tonight.
Right.
But there is some thought that they're going to still be counting votes into the weekend. The networks don't seem to want to call Pennsylvania for whatever reason. So here we are. Nevada seems possible. Who knows about Arizona, even though Fox News and the Associated Press did call Arizona already for Joe Biden. We'll see. I guess I'd bottom line it this way. Eventually, every indication is that the election will be called for Joe Biden, and he will be the 46th president of the United States. But every minute we don't get there is just exhausting because I'm worn down, but I can't turn the stuff off.
No, I'm with you because you said this yesterday, like, there's something about seeing the moment when anyone is announced president of the United States. Like, that's a big moment.
It's a big moment.
Yeah.
And one legitimate news outlet did call the election at like 8:50 this morning, but it's not one of the major networks. And so this doesn't usually become something we accept as our reality until one of the major networks or all of the major networks actually make the call. And obviously, like, this is a little messier than most, not because there's actually fraud happening, not because an election is actually being stolen, but because one of the candidates is going to scream that, even if there's no evidence whatsoever to back him up. So again, this is a little messy, but I would assume tonight or at the latest tomorrow, the election does get called for Joe Biden. At this point, the question isn't whether he's going to get the 270. It's like, is he going to get to 306? And it looks like he's going to get to 306 electoral college votes, at which point it's a pretty decisive victory, both in the electoral college and in the popular vote. I saw this earlier that how the voting was broken up by age. And do you know that, guess, what age range did Joe Biden win with most decisively?
Probably, like, I don't know how that breaks down, but, like, is it 18 to 34?
The ranges are a little smaller than that, but you're on the right track. It was 18 to 24.
Yeah.
Joe Biden won the popular vote with young people. 18 to 24 by 23 percentage points. And, you know, there was some real thought, that young people wouldn't play a role in this election, because young people often don't play a role in this election. But there were real voter registration. There's a lot of emphasis on college campuses with voter registration and voter registration rallies. And it appears that it paid off, because young people, like listen, Joe Biden was with 25 to 29 plus 12, 30 to 39 plus 16. So it was basically anybody 18 to 40, not anybody, but 18 to 40, Joe Biden really did well with people 18 to 40. Didn't do as well with older people. And so you might be able to reasonably say that it is young people, our future, if you will, who determined this election. But we still, again, don't have a major network calling it yet. And that's the thing. Like, I'm waking up in the middle of the night, like, another key race alert. I think we got another key race alert. It's like in my head. I went and played golf today. And, like, that's a time where I usually relax. And yet I had the broadcast on the entire time listening to it. And it's just like people saying the same thing over and over again, because there's nothing new to say. We're just waiting on votes to be recorded. But I got a buddy who, he asked us on, we're in a group text. There's maybe like five of us, six of us in this group text. And he said, I got a friend. He asked us, he was polling us, if you will. He said, I've got a friend who wants to bet me $1,000 that Donald Trump's going to win the election. Should I take this bet?
Like, as of today?
No, it was Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning.
Okay.
He said he had a friend. And I said, is it just like even odds? Like, here, $1,000, if Trump wins, you pay me. And if Biden wins, he's got to pay you, that type of thing. He said, yeah. I said, well, listen, Biden's listed as like minus 250 favorite. So it's, if nothing else, it's a smart bet. I won't pretend to know how the election's going to actually go. But right now, in the offshore books, you'd have to lay 250 to win 100 if you were betting Joe Biden. This was Tuesday morning. So if you can get Joe Biden 1,000 to win 1,000, that's a good bet. Do it. But this guy is not, listen, nobody wants to lose $1,000, but some people can afford to lose $1,000 more than others. Mm-hmm. This guy can't really afford to lose $1,000. Mm-hmm. It would be a bad day for him.
Yep.
And I said, listen, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'm telling you it is a smart bet if you want to make it. You're on the right side of the bet as of Tuesday morning. And boy, Tuesday night, he was sweating bad. Now he feels pretty good about it, but he's still anxious because, I guess, in his mind, you never know. So he's just been bombarding us with this group text. Like, well, anything, what else you hearing? What else did you see? What about Arizona? What about Pennsylvania? So if nothing else, my text messages will calm down when this election gets called. So somebody call it soon. I'm tired. I just want to take a nap.
Story number two.
University of Memphis now has a new opponent for its season opener in the 2020-21 college basketball season, and it is the St. Mary's Gales. And St. Mary's, it's a good program.
Yeah.
But it's not Ohio State.
What's a Gale again?
What is a Gale?
I don't know. I knew that that was their mascot.
I want to say it's a bird.
It's got to be a bird of some sort.
I shouldn't have just said that, because it's not going to be a bird.
No, I think it's a bird. I think you're right.
Gales.
It's G-A-E-L-S, right?
Yeah, what is a Gale? What is a Gale? Just type that in and see what happens. Gales are, I don't know what a Gale is.
Yeah, I mean, this is saying they're a group native to Ireland, Scotland, and that can't be right. That doesn't make sense.
Okay, I think I'm getting closer here. I don't know what a Gale is.
I don't either.
I can't.
And you can't tell by their logo either. Their logo is just like SMC.
It's some sort of warrior. A Gale is a warrior.
Okay. Oh wait, what is a Gale mascot? Crap.
How is it possible I've been covering college basketball and I've never even thought about what a Gale is? I guess I've never cared. Never cared till just now.
Oh, well.
Whatever. They're playing the Gales. That's all you need to know.
Okay, that's fine. Yep.
Here's the thing. You don't need to know what a Gale is as much as you need to know that Memphis is playing the Gales on November 25th. They're 71st preseason KenPom rating. So that is about 20 spots lower than the University of Memphis. So on a neutral court, the Tigers should be favored over St. Mary's. And these two have a little history. Do you know what the history is between Memphis and St. Mary's?
Yes, there was a game-winning shot that was missed by Matthew Dellavedova, I believe.
I think that's right.
Isn't that right? I knew that because I believe I was here still because it wasn't that long ago.
It would have been.
It was like, what, 4 or 5 years ago? Five years ago?
Even longer. It was the 2013 season, 2012.
Yeah, so I was here.
Season. Matthew Dellavedova, this was his final college game at St. Mary's before going into the NBA, and he missed a shot, and Memphis won 54-52.
This was the Will Barton team, right?
Yes, it was Joe Jackson, Adonis Thomas, Jaren Johnson, Shaq Goodwin, Tark Black, Chris Crawford, Antonio Barton, DJ Stephens. There's a lot of guys on that team.
Yeah.
That was the first NCAA tournament win for Josh Pastner.
Yeah, they won that, and then I think they got whacked by Michigan State.
They lost 70-48 to Michigan State. They got their brains beat in. But they did beat St. Mary's, and so now Memphis-St. Mary's scheduled for November 25th in South Dakota, if, of course, that event even happens.
Story number three.
The commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, said today that they have completed their investigation into Justin Turner's behavior after the Dodgers won the World Series. You might remember he had to be pulled from that game because of a positive COVID-19 test. He was isolated, and then he returned to the field to celebrate and take photos with his teammates. I don't know what the investigation really involved. Like, we all saw him do it. So, like,
No kidding.
But the bottom line is this. Justin Turner took responsibility and apologized. He said, I shouldn't have done it. You know, I can explain to you why I did it, but I shouldn't have done it. I put people at risk that didn't need to be at risk. I put my teammates and
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.